Fire away.
Your quarterback depth chart's really tested. You got some guys up the street throwing yesterday.
There's a lot of tight wobblers out there yesterday, but they got to where they were supposed to get to. I think I know who you're talking about.
So no truth to the rumor you're signing the guy?
We need to see some more today.
Yeah. Why do you only have one quarterback just for this camp?
I just thought that was the best thing. We have he's been here for a while. He knows what we're doing. You know, it takes a while to teach these guys some of the stuff, and I think he has a pretty good grasp of what we've been doing the last month. So that was the thought process behind it.
Are you going to work Johnson Mack on both sides of the ball? I know you played him in college.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Brian, did you you've never been in this position before, but all the years that you've been in these working mini camps and things, the way you're doing it on the field now, as far as really not giving that too much, and really, more than ever, seems like you're like, just going to really go through the basics here. Is that something you learned throughout, watching these rookie camps and saying, sometimes we gave these guys a little too much and it was kind of a freak show out there?
Yeah, I think each year you try to evolve and do what you think the best thing is to do. I think the more stuff you have in your head, the slower you play. These guys are pretty anxious as it is, coming in new and learning a new building, learning new people, learning how we do things as a program. So just thought that was the best thing for those guys. They did a good job of it out there.
Because they are really geeked up, right? They really want to impress you and things.
No question. And they even practice the right way, not dragging people down and things like that, which, again, this is more a teaching camp. We're going to see them in individual drills and the skill sets that they have. And when we go competitive periods, just make sure we're taking care of one another.
I heard at one point, you said walk through.
Yeah.
You said walk.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to walk. They
no
want
doubt.
To run.
Yeah. Yep. That's... You get that in the walkthrough. We did a walkthrough a little while ago. It's the same thing. They're pretty amped up. They want to go out there and compete, but teaching them tempo is another thing you have to do.
Is the teaching part of this more where you want to be juxtaposed to the getting ready to play a game type of preparation?
Yeah. I mean, that's such a long way away right now. We have so far to go. So, again, these guys... Just to get from the locker room to there, or from the locker room to the cafeteria, you got to take all that stuff into account. How to log into their iPad and get into film, and there's just so many things for these players. They're moving from different spots. It's the first time that some of them have been just on their own. Sometimes there's a lot of family members that help out in college, so we're taking it slow, and we're going to try to help them grow. Off the field as well as on the field.
How do you view the transition for a guy like Evan Neal? What's the transition like? What's maybe one of the more difficult things for a tackle when you come, from college, obviously playing in Alabama,
sure,
which is a pretty good college.
Yeah.
And, coming to the NFL, like, what is he going to be facing in that regard?
Elite pass rushers, good edge setters for the most part, guys that are, he's a big man, so there's not going to be a ton of people that are bigger than him. But the athleticism of the players that he's going to have to face, the movement up front that he's going to get to, the quickness that some of these guys have, and ultimately the experience. Every rookie has to go through it. You're experienced playing football. You're just not experienced playing the National Football League. So, there's a lot of things that he's going to have to learn and keep building on. But I think he's a mature young guy. He's played a lot of different spots. I think that'll help him, too, in terms of how he sees it. But, when you're a rookie, you have a long way to go, really, with everything.
On a scale of,
now we're doing scales. Don't talk about scales, please. I'm trying to work on that here. Yeah. Okay.
Brian, what do you like about Corbin, the running back? Why'd you guys bring him in?
Athletic. He's got some quick twitch. He had a pretty good day yesterday. Yeah, kind of stood out a little bit.
How so?
Athletic, quick twitch. Good in individuals. There's only so much you can see out there, but the individual drills, a lot of them are, you're almost going out there on pro days or individual workouts, and some of the drills that we even do out here are some of those drills that we do when we go to workouts out, so you get a good feel for them, so you can compare kind of apples to apples.
What's it been like developing a relationship with Mike Kafka now that you guys have been able to coach out in the field together for the first time, like over the course of all
yeah it's been great. First of all, he's a good person, he's a good father, good husband, very easy to talk to, smart. You know, obviously he went to Northwestern, but smart football-wise too. I think he's had, you know, good upbringing in this profession. You know, he's 34 years old, but he's learned a lot from, I'd say, Coach Reed and the things they did at Kansas City. Has some really good ideas and thoughts on some of the stuff they did there. Easy to work with in terms of, you know, integrating and mixing systems of how we're doing things and trying to come up with the best thing for the Giants. I'd say he's a good leader for the guys. He's kind of reserved, if you will, but that offsets me a little bit too, which is good.
Brian, isn't the Miller kid from Maine?
Yep.
You guys are converting him. He played wide receiver.
Yeah.
You're converting him or looking at him at tight end.
Yeah.
What intrigues you about the kid?
Well, he's got good size. You know, he played out on the perimeter a lot there at Maine, but he has good size. I think he's got some skill set that we can maybe develop here a little bit in the inside part of the offensive formation, wherever that may be, whether it's attached and off the ball, a little bit in the slots, maybe some in the backfield. Just trying to find a role. You know, has some athleticism, ran well. Hopefully he can contribute on special teams when he's here. So just a guy that has some athleticism we want to take a look at in that role.
Brian, just going back to Mike for a second here. He was a former NFL quarterback.
Sure.
How much of an advantage does that bring to, you know, when you have a guy like Daniel Jones,
sure,
and the guys behind it? Is there an advantage there to have?
I think the advantage is he's a good teacher, first and foremost. But I think experience at that position is always helpful. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a good coach at it. But I think he's, you know, he started the right way, you know, started way back at Northwestern, kind of went up the ranks. Has really good, he has good eyes for the position. He sees it, obviously, like he's playing it. But he's really good at teaching, which is an important part of being a coach. You got to be a good teacher and got to make sure they can see it through your eyes and have good communication with your players. That's what I've been happy with him.
Just saw Roy Medic, I don't know which is his last name, walk
yeah,
by.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him? And like, how big is this transition for him to come from where he's coming from to where?
Yeah.
He's
I'd say it's big. Yeah. I mean, the rookies out here have played a lot. You know, we're starting from ground zero with him, and he's trying to soak everything up. And there's a lot at that position. There's a lot of words and a lot of communication that goes on. He's got a great personality. He's, you know, Bobby and Tony have done a really good job just meeting with him, but we got a long way to go.
What do you think when you hear the Jordan Mailata, like that's sort of like the baseline for those kind of guys now?
Yeah.
Hear that kind of comparison, that maybe he could be that.
Yeah, I don't know. We're just trying to teach him what a sort call means right now, and he's learning. But we got to continually do it day by day.
When they present the guy to you and they say, "Well, this guy's literally never played football."
Yeah.
When you look at him, I guess it's like, well, I mean, all right, he kind of looks like a player. But
yeah.
You know, he's a big dude.
Yeah. You know, I've been around. I've had some experience being in the league as long as. You know, Steve Neal was a guy, I'm not comparing him to Steve Neal by any stretch, a wrestler, but, you know, when you're playing a new sport for the first time, you have size, you have some athleticism, you have some length, but there's just so much you got to learn. And when things start happening at a fast pace, particularly in that position where you have to be, I mean, things happen so quickly, you know, we'll work with him day by day. He's a good size, length, athletic guy to work with, but certainly a long way to go.
Couple more.
You guys see that goal last night?
Oh, I was waiting for that.
The last one? Great shot
by
Kreider,
huh?
Heck yeah. That was a great game. That was a great game.
You going to be a game seven?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I'd love to be.
Like
really good example, though. You know, you're down 3-1 in the series and 2-0 in game 5 and 2-0 in game 6, and everybody's writing you off. And what do? They just keep competing and put one in right after the other. Then the other team comes back, scores right away, and lose a little bit of momentum and finish off the game strong. It's a pretty cool team to watch right now.
Do you have to take lessons from other sports teams, you know, that go through that and teach them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look at a Kentucky Derby the other day. Horse wasn't even the race, was it? Last day.
So
that's athletics. That's sports. You're going to go through a lot of tough times. Got to stay mentally strong.